Now, there is currently a lot of debate as to whether AI and the coming wave of AI agents is a good thing or a bad thing. Well, the truth is, it is a mixture of both. And so here's the good news and the bad news, because while the AI and the AI agents present massive opportunities for those who do take action, there is also a massive locked-in risk, which is definitely there for people who don't, and arguably even for those that do. So firstly, here's the bad news. There are 200 million users of ChatGPT on a monthly basis. That means 200 million other people, just like you, in the same niches and markets, doing the same things, competing in the same way with all the stuff that you do, are currently using ChatGPT. The second piece of bad news is that just having access to ChatGPT or any other AI doesn't actually do anything in and of itself. It takes skill to actually use them and get something out of them. Like any tool, it's only as good as how you use it. And again, you'll notice that focus on the agency side of things, and that will become increasingly important as we go through the training. So without action, without you doing anything, this AI, this AGI, these agents are gradually going to erode your competitive advantage in whatever thing that you do, whether it's a physical activity, an economic activity, digital business, whatever it is. This transition, if you just stand still, is going to deflate your ability to execute and your economic productivity. That is just the bottom line. The good news is that there is, on the opposite side of things, there is unlimited upside for those who do actually take this seriously and take action. So firstly, note that while there are lots and lots of GPT users, the elite GPT users who actually know how to use it are very, very rare, perhaps less than one in a thousand of all overall users. And secondly, there are many, many AI tools outside of ChatGPT. And while ChatGPT is by far and away the most popular, the truth is that some of the other tools are arguably just as powerful, if not more powerful than ChatGPT. And very few people are aware of these. And so if you can just go slightly outside of ChatGPT circle, then you can immediately get a massive edge over those, 200 million plus other people. And then also bear in mind that agents are the real edge here, okay? And so while we can definitely get massive uses out of ChatGPT, the other language models, the other generative AI tools, AI agents are where the real advantage is going to come in. And I'll give you the training on how we can actually use these and on how you can profit right now with all of this before things get crazy and while you still have a huge edge and huge advantage. Also bear in mind that AI does change weekly. You will want to stay up to date and stay ahead. Every single week a new tool or a new model or a new update appears. And so you will want to stay up to date with all these changes. And the way to do that is to make sure you're subscribed to my list. I'm going to be updating through 2024 and 2025. Since this is basically what I do, it's not much of an additional obligation for me to just tell you what I'm going to be doing anyway. So make sure you subscribe, make sure you whitelist me, to make sure you get all of the latest updates. And one final thought, AI agents are the future. We will come on to that. But firstly, let's take a deep dive into generative AI, how we can master that. It's still extremely powerful, even before we get onto the agent side of things. So thanks. That covers it for this video and this section. And I'll see you in the next video.